And you're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. This is WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. Let's check in on some of the headlines from Washington, D.C. Today sets up as the final critical test of whether the House can pass a farm bill with Republicans divided over the regional differences in agricultural policies. Key votes will occur over means testing for crop insurance today, as well as whether to overhaul sugar and dairy policies before the House moves on to its final farm bill vote. The GOP shouldn't expect a great deal of support from Democrats in backing the bill after they failed yesterday to block a $20.5 billion in nutrition cuts. It's expected, of course, a majority of the Democratic caucus, who largely represents urban districts in this case, will vote against the bill because of several provisions that specifically target food stamp recipients. Late last night, House members debated the central amendment on the crop insurance policies as some congressmen seek to put a $50,000 cap on the premium subsidy and also set an income threshold of $250,000 adjusted, that before farmers begin to see the premium subsidies phase out altogether. More on this news story as we make our way through the day and during the closing market report this afternoon.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Now here's Drew Lerner with today's weather forecast.
Most of the Midwest will likely see a restricted amount of precipitation as we move forward through this next full week, but there will be a few exceptions. In fact, the northwestern part of the Corn Belt will likely see the best chance for rain and thunderstorms. This will include places like the Dakotas and Minnesota, as well as Wisconsin, maybe northern portions of Iowa as we move out over the next 5 to 7 days. But the areas from parts of Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska into Michigan and Ohio will likely see a rather restricted amount of precipitation, and net drying conditions will occur because daily high temperatures will be in the 80s and lower 90s. This is still no different from yesterday's forecast. Probably the one thing that is a little bit different is random showers and thunderstorms are suggested to occur as we go from Friday into Sunday across parts of the lower Midwest, but these will be disorganized precipitation events and not very impressive. A few hundredths of an inch to 2 or 3 tenths of an inch of rain will occur in most cases, but because these thunderstorms will be slow moving, there will be the potential for one or two locations, totally at random, to pick up on amounts maybe getting upwards to around 3/4 of an inch or even an inch. But those will be rare occurrences, and the majority of the region will experience this dry down, as I mentioned before. The southwestern corner of the Corn Belt, meaning Kansas and Missouri, parts of Nebraska, will have potential to see temperatures a little bit hotter than the rest of the region, and we'll see readings in those areas in the middle to perhaps a few upper 90s. The warmest weather will come late in the weekend and early next week ahead of a cold front that is expected to slide down the front side of a high-pressure ridge building up across the majority of the plains. That cool air is likely to bring showers and thunderstorms with it as it cuts through the Midwest during the Tuesday through Thursday period next week. That's a full week away, obviously, and leaves plenty of opportunity for changes to occur in the forecast. But with that said, that's our next opportunity for relief from the warmer conditions and the drier bias. And to be real honest with you, I think there's a fairly good chance here that we'll see showers and thunderstorms occur across a large enough portion of the Midwest to offer some relief from the drier bias that will be occurring over this first 7 days of the forecast. The opportunity for additional follow-up rain, though, will become a little bit limited, because a ridge of high pressure that will be forming again over the plains and western Corn Belt will begin to expand as we get into the last days of June and early days of July, allowing for hotter temperatures to occur again across the plains and western Corn Belt. Precipitation will still occur periodically in the eastern Midwest, but it looks like the amounts in the second week of the outlook will still be a bit below average. Temperatures across the Midwest, like I said, over this first week of the outlook will be in the 80s and lower 90s most often. Our lows at night will be mostly in the middle 60s through the lower 70s. And obviously with the temperatures staying above 70 degrees, the crops will not be getting much rest at night, and that will become a bit of a stressful issue all by itself. and a close monitoring of that environment will certainly be warranted as we go out in time. The forecast here for the U.S. is still favorable, though, because we have a good amount of subsoil moisture present, and over this next week to 10 days, crops will start to dig deeper down into the ground to tap into that moisture source. So no serious crop stress is likely to occur, at least not during this 10-day period. But the month of July is likely to have more warmth and more drier-biased conditions, especially in the plains and western Corn Belt, and the situation might become a little more tenuous. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our thanks to Drew Lerner for his daily updates of the agricultural weather.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit of Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agriculture industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
I'm Todd Gleason. This is Illinois Public Media on the phone line with us to take a quick look at what's happening in Chicago at the CME Group is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She's out of Morton, Illinois. Good morning to you, Ellen.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, futures are lower, down 12 to 15 cents, as much as 18 in the soybeans, corn off about 4 to 7 this morning. What happened in the overnight trade?
Really, it's all about the economy. The discussion by Bernanke yesterday was to suggest that we would see a wind down of QE3. Then China's manufacturing data came out. It was weak. German manufacturing data came out, and it was weak. So the Asian markets took it on the chin. The European markets took it on the chin, and the U.S. markets then had no place to go. I mean, we've had a $2 break this morning in the crude oil. The stock market's down over 100 points in the Dow. Gold down $85. It's kind of hard to rally grains when we see that.
Is the trade really positive that if this version of QE winds down and we don't have another one, that we're not pumping more money into the economy, that things will get worse? I would suspect maybe inflation might just sneak in, but I don't know whether the economy would slow down.
I think inflation will sneak in, and certainly the stock market has been built on this influx of capital. And that's what's kind of generated a lot of things. I think everybody's just a little bit nervous that things kind of got ahead of themselves a little bit, and I really believe we've had inflation all along, but none of the data seems to bear that out.
What did the morning agriculture reports look like? And maybe tell us about crops in your area.
Okay, the exports came out this morning, the export bookings, and those were on the weak side for corn and beans. No big surprises there, but the wheat, again, showed pretty decent exports, and China is buying wheat. Crops, I'm in the Peoria area. Crops are behind. A lot of beans were planted last week and are just coming through. Corn's all over the place, but stands aren't that great, but we've lost that terrible-looking yellow color with this week's sunshine. I think that's been huge.
And
one of the things that I'm really watching here, Todd, is these options expire on Friday, and the big strike price on the beans is $15. And the big strike price on the July corn is the $6.80 and $7. The May corn went off the board at $7.08 and three quarters. And an awful lot of talk that July has to go up there and take a look at that.
And so you're thinking a rally is just there because of the strike prices then?
I think so. And what is the summer solstice starts tomorrow, too, so I know Zwicker always talks about that as a time period to be changing direction, so maybe we'll rally into that.
All right. Thanks so much. Ellen Dearden is with Ag Review. She's in Morton, Illinois, joins us here on this 850 report from WILL AM 580. Let's take a look at the numbers as they're trading in Chicago at this hour. Nearby contract for the soft red winter wheat in the July at $6.99 and three quarters is down 7 1/4. September there, 7 3/4 lower at 7.06 1/2. The hard red in Kansas City up 20 1/2 cents. That, of course, from yesterday at 7.39 3/4 on its settlement price for Thursday. Back to Chicago, where trade is open and has been opened for both the open and electronic trade. At July corn, 677.5 is down 4.75. September, 9 cents lower at 601. And December corn at 563.5 is down 7. March futures there at $5.74, 7.25 lower. And the May at 580.75 down 7.5 cents. July soybeans at $15.12.25, down 10.75 at this time. August futures at $14.33.25, down 13.75, and November beans at $12.94.25, down 16.5. January of next year, 17 cents lower, $12.97.75. Bean meal at $4.52.10, that's down $1.50. Bean oil at $48.69 is 66 cents lower. Live cattle futures from the CME Group, of course, have not opened, but they finished up 97.5 cents yesterday in the June. August feeders were up 85 yesterday at $144.65, and July lean hogs at 99.97.5 were up $1.27.5 as they closed out yesterday. You're listening, of course, to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. Here's a quick look at the weather forecast for the day. Sunny skies, and we'll see a high of 87 on a south wind at 7 to 9 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear at a low of 65. Southeast winds at about 7. And Friday, mostly sunny, a high near 90 degrees. South winds at 7 to 11. Friday evening, partly cloudy and a low of 69. With a south wind at about 9 miles an hour. I'm Todd Gleason.